I'm Pat Lencioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here is your 3-minute reset. You know, when I work with leaders, I always encourage them to do what gives them joy and fulfillment, because God gave everybody gifts, and I want them to use that because we're meant to enjoy work, and I believe that. But there's a point at which doing what we enjoy and seeking fun in our work as leaders and employees can become dangerous, because all of us have to do things because they're required in our business or in our work, in our organizations. And one of the most dangerous things I see, one of the most difficult temptations that I see leaders fall into, is they come to work and they seek out the things they like doing, which I understand, and then they abdicate or push away the things that are required. And so while I don't want anybody to have a job that's miserable, and I don't want people to do things that they weren't meant to do, when we have responsibilities as leaders, we have to realize that our first priority can never be our entertainment, but it has to be what's required in the organization.
And this is one beautiful way that God uses work to purify our souls over time. When we're thinking about what do I want to do in life, it's really a good, healthy question to ask, well, what gives me joy? That's probably what God's calling me to. He's not going to call me to something that looks like it's unattractive and like I hate, right? He's probably written his plan on our hearts. St. Augustine said, love God and do what you want. And obviously he wasn't talking about sin, but you know, the plan of God's written right there in your soul. But as you go along in your work, love starts to take over as the primary motive if you're going to keep going to the finish line. Because it's got to eventually become about, well, now I've been doing this thing that I was drawn to for 10 years, and it's got lots of details that aren't always fun. And what's going to keep me going now? It's got to be love for humanity and putting what I'm doing at the service of other people. The same is true in parenting. The idea of having children is wonderful. You change your 100th diaper. It's not quite so enjoyable anymore. The same happens in marriage. And there's all these moments where parenting, marriage, all these things, you reach that high again when you stick with it. But there's got to be those times you push through with the motive that is love, not just fun.
And you know what's interesting, and this is very, you know, very deep to think about, but if we do something for somebody else that we love doing, that's an act of love. But sometimes it's a much greater act of love to do something for somebody that we don't enjoy. I mean, I remember the last math class I took in college. I was so glad to be done with math. And never did I anticipate the day I'd come home from work from a long trip, walk in the door, and the first thing my son said is, Dad, I need help with my algebra homework. And I think, well, that's the last thing I want to do. But to love my son enough to do something I can't stand is probably a greater act of love than if he had said, hey, Dad, come and give me some advice about my life.
Yeah.
And so the point here is this. Fun is a wonderful thing and something we should be grateful for, but it should not be the first thing we think about when there are other needs at play. So let's pray.
Lord, help us to make our lives not about us, but about you and about other people. Give us the strength and the power we don't have when we get tired to love. We ask this in your holy name. Amen.